Om Shanti, good morning. Today is 3rd of January 2019. Blessing is, may you be a master ocean of love who turns stone to water with the natural nature of your Brahmin life. May you be a master ocean of love who turns stone to water with the natural nature of your Brahmin life. People of the world say that love can turn stone to water. In the same way, the natural nature of you Brahmins is to be master oceans of love. You have such a power of soul-conscious love and God's love that you can transform different natures. Just as the ocean of love with his eternal nature of being the embodiment of love made you children belong to him. In the same way, you become master oceans of love and also give souls of the world true selfless spiritual love so that their natures will then be transformed. So what a beautiful concept Baba's talking about today, and that is we have to become master oceans of love. Do we know anybody in the world who is a master ocean of love? Not really. Everybody that we meet wants love. Everybody is seeking love. Love is such a multi-billion dollar industry. And the fact that people are empty, you know, just proves how much need there is to love souls. But as Baba pointed out, it has to be a soul-conscious love. Sometimes in Gyan we can get very confused and we think we are loving the soul, and it's actually our attachment, it's our need to want to love, and it's our need to be wanted by others. So again, we have to be careful of these patterns in Brahmin life. But I think the more we practice soul consciousness and the more we really feel Baba's love, then we're able to fill our hearts with that pure love, and we're able to have a taste of that pure love. And once we've had a taste of that pure love, then no human love can compare. So God's love really does heal. God's love really does fill the soul. It makes us content. It makes us full, makes us pure, makes us light, makes us happy. And there's no question, there's no doubt in God's love. Whereas with human love, you know, today it's there and tomorrow it may not be, or it's bartered or bargained, or there's a contract, you know, I love you so long as you will love me. So I'm sure all of us have had our fair share of human love and that experience. And so Baba is saying today, just turn your mind towards me and just experience the ocean of love and experience his eternal nature of being the embodiment of love. And who can teach us best? Baba is the best example of being the ocean of love. And so why not to learn from, you know, Baba as the example? Actually, when we are really full, when we really feel a sense of fullness, that's when we're actually able to give to others. But if there's any kind of emptiness or any kind of desire, then it's very difficult to give. And even when we give, it will not be, experienced by the opposite party. I'm thinking, for example, when, say, one is giving the course. If you're giving the course to somebody and you feel you want something from that person, then they will be picking that vibe that this person seems to want something from me. And so that will stop them from actually taking in the information that you are sharing with them. So say, for example, you're unemployed and you've been unemployed for 6 months. And suddenly some VIP comes along and you're the one that has to give them the course. Now if you start thinking, oh, I wish this VIP will, you know, find me a job, then that's exactly the vibe that you are conveying, that I'm giving you this, but I really want something back from you. And so anytime we're giving something with the intent of wanting something, it's not honesty. It's not pure. You're not giving it selflessly. And so this is also why, you know, many times we think we are giving, 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 and why is it that nothing's coming back to us? So I think we have to be careful of, you know, from what place we are giving. So Baba is saying today, give, master oceans of love who turn stone to water with our natural nature. So let's think about that for a moment. What is our natural nature as a Brahmin? So again, this implies that Brahmin life, yogi life, should not feel like a stress or a struggle or something that we have to force upon ourselves. It should actually feel quite natural. Actually, yogi life means a simple life. Yogi life means a contented life. Yogi life means a royal life. And so we should be experiencing these qualities quite naturally in our life. They should become a natural part of our nature. So as we do things, we're really doing it naturally. So in other words, when we're sharing the love, we're sharing it very naturally. And it's not a fake love. It's not something that we feel we have to do. It's not a duty. It's not an obligation. But we are really doing it from our heart. But as I said, that will only come if I'm really feeling full inside. When you have just eaten a meal, you feel so full. And if somebody were to offer you something extra on top, what do you say? You say, no, thank you, I'm really full. So in the same way, when I've really taken everything that I can squeeze out of Baba and I've filled myself with his love, then even if Maya is coming or somebody else is coming with something, I will not be tempted. I will not be attracted to that. So I think this is the important part here, is firstly to fill myself up with Baba's love. And then in turn, as Baba has said many times, that only when you have experienced can you then share it with others. Let's look at this aspect of turning stone to water. So, of course, not literally, but what actually happens is, you know, when you have a rough stone, but with time, as the water runs over that stone, what happens to that stone? It smoothens out. And again, we've seen this so many times with Baba, that no matter what somebody may be like, but as you continue to give that soul a lot of love, their sharp edges actually do smoothen out, you know, their rough edges, their rough tone of speaking, their rough way of being actually gets smoothened out. And this is really the result of love. I don't think we can ever go wrong when we share love. You know, sometimes people think that if you give too much love, people will take advantage of you. I don't think so. I think if we're giving pure spiritual love and we have set up our boundaries, then there's no margin for people to take advantage. And again, it's bringing home this point that if I have enough to give, then how can it be taking advantage? So if I have many apple trees in my backyard, then I'm actually willing to share those apples with others. It's not a question of somebody's taking advantage of me. I have enough for myself and I'm willing to share. So in that respect, really, when we have enough in us, then it's not a question that somebody takes advantage. And we shouldn't feel that, you know, we're being taken advantage of, because we are willing to give. In this aspect, there is a willingness. You're volunteering to give. And so, again, it's not a question of being taken advantage of. So it is possible, right, to turn stone into water. Somebody who is very hard, very difficult. What is the quality of the stone? Yes, it's very hard. It's very heavy. So in the same way, when somebody's personality is very heavy and strong and it almost seems difficult, then Baba's saying, just keep pouring love. I mean, love can be also law. In other words, love can be strong and love can be guiding. So love is love, whatever seems appropriate for that moment. Sometimes it's love in the form of respect. Sometimes it's love in the form of caring. Sometimes it's love in the form of letting them know that this is not right and this is what's good for them. But nevertheless, if it's coming from a pure place, a good intention, then why not? You know, the stone can get smoothened out. And I think it's so interesting that Baba gives us this title, because it's a title actually for Baba. But as usual, he wants to elevate us and he wants to give us that respect. And so then he says he's making us children into master oceans of love. So just imagine, I mean, we've all seen how vast an ocean is. Do we have a heart that is as big and vast as that ocean? Think about it. Is our heart as big enough to really embrace everything and everyone and to merge it in that ocean? I think this is so important at this point in time, because every soul is actually wanting something, is needing something, desiring something. Every soul is empty. And so Baba is saying, when you become master oceans of love and you give, you know, to the souls of the world true selfless spiritual love, then their nature will be transformed. And isn't this the case with Baba's work? Everybody who comes to Baba's house is actually being transformed. You know, anybody who comes and they just sit even in Baba's house for 15 minutes, they take something with themselves. That's it. They feel, wow, there's a vibration here. So it's so true that if we just keep doing what we're good at, which is giving love, you know, which is really giving from the heart, from our natural nature, then why is it that souls will not be transformed? So I don't think we should give up giving, actually. In fact, what is it that Mama and Baba did? You know, even Dadi Janki speaks of living with Kumaris who had difficult natures. And what did Baba say? You know, Baba said, just continue to give love. In fact, there's one story where Dadi was living with a very difficult person, a Kumari, and her demands were a lot. And actually, a couple of stories here. So there was one sister who had a lot of anger. And so Dadi spoke to Baba about her. And what did Baba say? Baba said, get her to conduct Amrit Vela every morning. So you see, Baba's way of teaching was with so much love. He didn't reprimand her and say, oh, you've got a lot of anger. But instead, what did he say? He said, let her conduct Amrit Vela. So when you have to conduct Amrit Vela, of course, you have to make sure your stage is good. And as you know, have that Amrit Vela, you get up, so you have to conduct, so you have the Amrit Vela, and then you're able to also get the blessings from others as well. And there's another story of Dadi Janki where there was a sister who wanted all the best things. She felt that her parents had given a very good, you know, dowry, had given a lot of wealth to Baba, to the Yajna. And so she felt that I need to be, you know, given the best. So she would want the best sari, the best bed, the best quilt. And, you know, her demands didn't stop. So then Dadi asked Brahma Baba, Baba, what should we do? What should I do with her? She continually, you know, demands things. And so what did Baba say? Baba said, okay, give it to her. Baba said, if she wants her golden age here, okay, give it to her. And this is what Baba said, no, 1 or 2 days ago, that if you take here, then you will have less there. So see, Baba knows. Baba understands the law and Baba understands karma. And so in that sense, there is actually no need to get annoyed. There's no need to get angry, because each one is going to be sorted out with karma. So all we can do is continue to teach with love and continue to give love. And in this way, what happens is souls do become transformed. And that's the point here, that when we really, you know, teach out of love. I think the important thing here when Baba says love is really our vibration. If our intention is really, you know, to serve the other soul and to really give from the heart, I mean, it's really with best wishes, then every soul will actually, you know, understand and take the advice. But if our giving of love is, again, questionable, if we, you know, have bad intention or a different intention, then again, the soul will not pick that up. So this is why Baba is saying, really fill yourself with so much that you're able to give to others. There's a story of the sun and the wind, which I'd like to end with. And that is that the wind challenged the sun. And the wind said, you know, I'm greater than you and I'm more powerful than you. And sun said, really? And wind said, yeah. So sun said, okay, so let's see who's more powerful. So wind said, yeah, let's see. So wind said, you see that man down there who's wearing his coat? Okay, who is going to be the first one to take off his coat? So sun said, okay. So the wind blew and blew and blew and blew. And of course, the more he blew, the more the man held on to his coat. And eventually the wind got tired of blowing and the man held on to his coat ever so tightly. And then the sun, what did the sun do? The sun just shone and shone and shone. Didn't have to make extra effort. Just continued to shine. And the man felt so hot that he eventually took off his coat. So the moral of the story, that we just continue to shine, we just continue to give, and you know, everything in nature is so free. So let us just freely continue to give, and how can it not work? How can it not reap results? So all the best, and become master oceans of love. Om Shanti.